So, my question of the week is this, and I'll finish with this. What makes a church worth coming to? It cannot be the things that so many people identify. I like the building. I like the style of praise. I don't like the style of praise. I like these people. I don't like those people. Here's the criteria that we take from the passage that we have just been looking at in Acts 1, 12 to 26. It's apostolic, which means it's founded on the teaching of the apostles and prophets. In other words, the Bible. It's prayerful. It's expectant. A church without hope is just pointless. You go along a church. And to be honest, let me be 100% honest with you. Sometimes I feel like about here, thinking, oh, there's no hope. But that's no use. And I don't want a blind hope. I don't want to say, oh, I just got to keep wishful thinking. You know, I don't want to be like the person who goes and buys a lottery ticket saying, this is going to solve my financial problems. No, the hope has to be coming from the Lord. It's an inclusive church in the best sense of the word. It teaches the Bible and obeys the Bible. It's a united church, united in Christ, with the leaders appointed by God. It's not just a church, it's a social club, a heritage society, an ethnic organization, but the living organism, the body of Christ, expressed in real, concrete terms in this community. Messed up. Every church is messed up. I don't know a single church that's not messed up. But it's messed up, but it's also loving and disciplined and forgiving. And maybe this is the most important thing. I mentioned Paul in Colossians 1 saying he had become a servant of the word of God, or commissioned to preach the word of God. And he said it's to serve the church, and it's the church of Jesus Christ. And our purpose is to proclaim Christ, that people will see Christ and know Christ. My absolute nightmare is not even backsliding. My absolute nightmare is someone coming in here and not seeing Jesus. My absolute nightmare is someone not seeing Christ in my own life. And that can't just be brushed away by saying, oh, don't worry, you'll be fine. No. No, not at all. I have to, and you have to. If we're going to be a church worth coming to, we have to be spirit-filled and Christ-centered. And that can be a joyful but also a painful process.